Hello, and welcome to the Bikecast. Today is May 21st, 2010. The internet is still all a-twitter with news of Rand Paul and his interview gaffes be piling on to this absolutely insignificant man is amusing, given the actual massive and widespread crimes against humanity being perpetrated at this very moment by the people who are currently in power. The current administration and the current government is doing is obscenely criminal. This tempest in a teapot is all just to provide some kind of psychological cover to leftist authoritarians who, like everyone, want to be associated with good in the world and find themselves actually siding with the most monstrous evil the world has ever known. And to the extent to which they dread this reality is on display, and the volume and vigor with which they attack the Republican primary candidate from Kentucky for his racism. But he's such an easy target, I'm going to take a swing at him too, from a slightly different perspective. And that is, why does Rand Paul, why does this guy seem utterly incoherent, while at the same time he seems utterly convinced that he's arguing from a principled position, a consistent, rigorous, intellectual position? Well, I don't know if I can answer the second one, but the first one is pretty straightforward. He is attempting to argue that the state should not be involved in the lives of individuals with respect to what they do with their property. So a business owner should be able to exclude whoever he wants, but that the state should be involved in determining what people can do with their very bodies, abortion being the easy one. But also, when I decide that I'm going to sit down at a lunch counter that I have been banned from sitting at, that the racism of the owner should be subsidized by the population at large, and that he should be able to enlist police powers, powers of the state, to physically remove me. There are two coherent positions. One is the authoritarian position, which says that the state should be in control of everything. All property belongs to the state. It can regulate how that property is disposed of, and all people belong to the state, so it can regulate what those people see, hear, and eat, smoke, and drink, because they are property of the state, and the state has a right to control its property. Totally coherent. The other coherent position, of course, is anarchy, which says that violence is never an appropriate way to decide an issue between individuals, that every human being is in control of themselves, and access and control to resources should be decided in a non-violent manner. And I think labels are part of human reasoning. They're a fantastic cognitive shortcut to discuss things. They can also be misleading and distort or confuse issues. As an example, the label libertarian itself seems to be problematic, and I don't really care too much. Just as a note to the listener, to maybe alert them to the confusion, many libertarians, self-labeled, are anarchists. They see the libertarian position as being the opposite of the authoritarian position. In fact, I believe the original self-labeling of libertarian was done by anarchists in the 19th century and then revitalized in the 1960s and 70s. Now, I don't know why the anti-authoritarians of the 60s decided against using the term anarchist. Maybe they felt it was a burnt word, too many negative associations, or maybe they identified anarchists as mustachioed, bomb-throwing saboteurs or something. In any case, they went with libertarian, and probably the next day, some of them decided, hey, wouldn't it be great if we could run for office and win? Kind of the exact opposite of the original intent, I imagine. Nevertheless, those libertarians, I think, outnumber the anarchist libertarians by orders of magnitude, and so there is much confusion. I guess that wraps up my thoughts on this. I'm sure we'll hear about Rand Paul for days and weeks more, given the value of associating nominal voluntarism with racism, and the desperate need for the authoritarian left to not see the war crimes in front of their face. But I think, for the moment, I'm done with it. On to other things. If you have any thoughts, questions, or comments, let me know. Drop by jad-davis.com, jaddavis.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Till next time, have a good one.